I took one last look at the calendar. End of the month clearance sale, Stockman's Western Store. I heard Sally Mae gasp in the other room.
My cactus! Who? What on earth?
I was sitting there in the midst of the steak blood, trying to decide what to do, when she appeared in the doorway. She looked at me and her mouth dropped open.
Hank, what are you doing in here?
I gave her a smile and started whapping my tail on the bloody floor, as if to say, Hi, Sally Mae, how's it going? I just got here and discovered that somebody stole your steaks, so to speak. And I realize that the evidence looks very damaging for me, but I would urge you not to leap to any hasty conclusions. She was carrying the baby in one arm and a bag of groceries in the other. She set them down on the floor, reached into the closet, and came out with a broom. Her face was red, and there were thunderclouds in her eyes.
You ate our lunch, you sorry, good-for-nothing, stinking cowdog, and look at this mess.
How could I look at the mess when she was trying to hit me with the broom? Whap! She got me on the back. I tried to run. I mean, I would have been glad to get out of her house, but she had the door blocked. I ran in a circle and whap, she got me again. So I did the only sensible thing a dog in fear of his life could do. I jumped up on the dinner table. Was it my fault that the jelly jar fell off and broke? Was it my fault that she swung at me and hit the sugar bowl instead? I've always been the kind of dog who could take a hint. I can tell when I'm not wanted. When Sally Mae drew back her broom for another shot, I leaped off the table, ran between her legs, shot through the door, sprinted across the living room, and made a flying leap through the window. And then I ran for my life. I went down to the feed barn. Figured that would be the safest place for a dog with a price on his head. The door on the feed barn was warped at the bottom, and I squeezed through and took refuge inside. I went to the darkest corner and hid between two bales of prairie hay. After a bit, I heard the pickup and stock trailer pull up to the corral.